فریادهای موجهایی که به آغوش صخره ها آشفته در می شکستند گذاشت و به شهر قصه بازگشت.
Everyone, welcome to The Social Focus. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from UBC. I'm your host, Sahar, and it's the 12th of November. Each week, I will invite UBC students, alumni, and other members of the community who have come up with creative ways to overcome challenges to share their stories. The focus will be on young entrepreneurs and creators, and I will ask them to discuss their challenges, revelations, and offer actionable advice for anyone aspiring to follow a similar path. Today on the show, I will be speaking to the founder of the Tanzania Hard Babies Project, Malaika Kapoor, and former President Rudy Dina. The Tanzania Hard Babies Project was initiated last year by a group of international students at UBC. The aim is to treat children born with congenital heart defects in Tanzania by garnering funds for their open heart surgeries, and on a larger scale, raising awareness about the urgent need for pediatric cardiac surgery facilities in Tanzania. It is estimated that 1 out of 200 children in Tanzania is born with a congenital heart defect. This year, the founder and former president of Tanzania Hard Babies, Malaika Kapoor, and the former Tanzania Hard Babies team climbed to the base camp of Mount Everest in an effort to raise greater awareness of Tanzanian babies born with congenital heart defects, as well as healthcare discrepancies that exist around the world. Stay tuned for my interview with Malaika and Rudy to learn more about the project. So tell me a little bit about yourself, starting with Malaika and then moving on to Rudy.
Sure. Okay. So as you introduced me, my name is Malaika and I'm in third year studying in the Faculty of Commerce, specializing in human resources and organizational behavior. And I was born in India, but I was raised in Tanzania. And that's where I call my home.
Sweet. I'm Rudy. I'm from the Democratic Republic of Congo, but I actually grew up in Southern Africa. I grew up in South Africa, Mozambique, and Swaziland. I'm a second-year civil engineering student and an RA as well in Totten Park Residence. And I'm loving my
involved in many other projects.
Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, getting involved in campus is very brilliant. I mean, I love it.
That's great. So walk us through your involvement with Tanzania Heart Babies. So I understand, Malaika, you're the founder, and Rudy, you're the current president right now. So tell us about your role and, like, your involvement with the project.
Sure. Okay, so this is a project, the Tanzania Heart Babies Project, is a project that's very close to my heart since my time in high school, actually, in Tanzania. And I came here about 2 years ago. And I met very cool friends at Jumpstart, which is an international orientation program for international students. And we just started talking about projects that we're interested in and what we like. And I proposed the Tanzania Heart Babies Project. And that's where it came about here in Canada.
First of all, I'd just like to commend Malaika's passion on this project, because that's one of the things that really drew me towards it as well. For me, I think my involvement with Tanzania Babies Project was mainly focused on my desire to try to develop my own leadership skills while contributing to a cause that had the objective of empowering and inspiring others. And with Tanzania Babies Project, The one thing I really love about it is the fact that it really has some really tangible impacts on real people's lives. And for me, that's just real leadership. So far, we've been organizing a bunch of events, and it's been quite fun.
So yeah, I understand that you guys are a very like diverse group of people, mm-hmm. like your former team and also your current team right now.
Absolutely.
But you share the same kind of values and concerns, right? Like, and it's a very like practical approach to solving a problem.
Yeah.
So Rudy, tell us what's going on with Tanzania Heart Babies right now. What are some of the projects you're working on?
Okay. Actually, 2 weeks ago, we had our first big project, first big event, which was Hakuna Matata. It was a great success. It was an open mic / talent show event, which took place in a totem park. And the whole objective was to increase awareness about the project within first-year residents, and also to get some more first-years getting involved in our project as well. And it was basically admission on donation. So we raised quite a lot of funds from just donations, and that's great. And last week we also had a booth at the TEDx event, which was very, very, very inspiring, very fun. Mm-hmm. And next week, on the 10th of November, we are having an international cultural potluck in the Global Lounge. That should be very, very fun. And next year, in March 7th, we're having a conference on leadership and how this impacts child development and healthcare. So that's really something we're really looking forward to as well.
That's great. I actually saw the pictures from Hakuna Matata, and it sounds like you guys got a very like a variety of like different kind of talents, like musicians and singers.
Indeed.
And like different like dances. Yep. As well. That's so cool.
The salsa club, they were brilliant.
Oh, that's nice. So, Malaika, can you tell me a little bit about what it was like starting an initiative from scratch at UBC? So what are like some of the resources that you came in touch with, and like what were the different people that you contacted?
Great. Okay. So, Seher, one of the best parts about UBC is definitely the diversity. And I met so many different students from different backgrounds. Like, we have people from Europe, we have people on the team from the Philippines, from all over the place, but they all had a common vision to make a difference in society in whatever way possible. And when they heard about the project, I think that's what sparked an interest in it. And we just came together at a table one fine day. I was like, you know, this is something I'm passionate about. Would you like to join me in this adventure of us, you know, that lies ahead? And I spoke to a few mentors on campus as well, who were very supportive, and they said, yes, go ahead. UBC is, I like to call it, it's a global village, you know, where Tanzania, where I was born, you know, was my cherished African village. And they say that it takes a village to raise a child. And honestly, like, coming to UBC, I really found my global village. And because of that, my resources in this global village played a very, very big role in helping me initiate this project.
That's wonderful. I mean, based on what you're saying, it seems like UBC is quite a fertile soil for anyone who wants to start an initiative or a cause, or bring a cause from back home, which is in your case, right? Because you were inspired by something that your uncle did, or your
yes,
father?
My grand, my your grand uncle.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's correct.
This is a project that's been going on since 1979 in Tanzania.
Oh,
and
wow.
There've been over 2,500 surgeries that have taken place, and you know, basically,
so these are the surgeries that took place as part of the entire project.
That's
oh,
right.
Okay.
And and in Canada, from the Everest that campaign that we did, and the events that we hosted previously, we raised enough funds for 10 children, and we get it's such a blessing for us, because we can give a whole new lease of life. Yep. To 10 people.
That's amazing. 10 little babies, right? And what do you know about these babies and their families? What are their living conditions like?
So they obviously do come from less privileged backgrounds, because they cannot afford treatment to go abroad for surgeries. I will give you an example. If you've heard of the Serengeti Plains, if you watched The Lion King, you will know the endless plains in Tanzania. I visited the Maasai tribe over there last summer, And it was, I just gone to see their huts and the conditions they were living in. And I came across a girl who was suffering from congenital heart, you know, defects. And unfortunately, I was very set on raising funds for her specifically. But on my way back to Canada, when I got here in September, I found out that she had passed away because she did not have funds to be sent abroad. So this, as you can see, this is a very urgent situation.
Yeah,
it's you know, treatment is absolutely necessary, and that's what we're here to provide. Mm-hmm.
That's very tragic. But it's good to know that this kind of personal experience of yours mm-hmm. sparked an initiative that's helping so many different babies in Tanzania. So Rudy, could you tell me about your kind of vision for Tanzania Heart Babies?
I think just piggybacking more from the way it started, the team's objective this year is to really spread the awareness. We feel that's the one aspect of this project really needs to be pushed if really we are to achieve some of our long-term goals for it. And we've been speaking to some of our mentors. Peter Wanyenya is one of them.
Mm.
And
I know Peter.
You know Peter?
He's from the Global Lounge.
He's a great person. He's a really, really great mentor to have.
Shout out to Peter.
Yes.
So what we're looking at least for the long term, I mean, is to find a way to try create some level of capacity building. Because, I mean, the main issue is the lack of infrastructural capacity to provide the treatment, right? So right now, we're trying to maximize the level of awareness and, of course, raise some funds through different projects we're having. But the key issue is, why should people care? You know, mm-hmm. just impacting that, in a sense, is what we're looking at right now.
No, that's wonderful. That actually, actually want to ask you, how do you inspire people to take action?
That's a very, very good question, actually.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I think for me, at least for a very long time, having been involved in different clubs and different teams, I feel like we talk a lot. We really debate a lot. And at the end of the day, we don't really come up with any concrete solutions to problems. For this, the one thing that motivates me every day, and I think the one thing that motivates the team I'm working with as well, is the mere fact that whatever we're doing is contributing to someone's real life being saved. And with that in mind, in every kind of presentation we have, it's the one thing that really inspires people. It's the one thing that really mm-hmm. touches the heart, because they realize that even though you're in a world that's more privileged, there are people on the other spectrum, on the other spectrum of the globe, that are going through something different. And it is that particular human nature that really inspires you innately to want to give to this really incredible cause.
That's very inspiring, just listening to you talk. That's wonderful. I think it goes back to the way that your project is a very practical approach. You've pinpointed a problem and you've kind of garnered these different capacity to provide surgeries that are needed in Tanzania. And because 1 out of 200 children are born with congenital heart disease, heart defects, sorry.
Which is really sad.
It is, yeah.
Some bad numbers.
It is
really
very sad. And you guys are kind of trying to tackle the root problem too, instead of just merely raising awareness for the cause,
sure.
right? Because it's one thing to raise awareness, but it's another to kind of tackle the problem and like ask yourself, why is this like happening? Yeah. And like what kind of capacities you can build that would prevent it from happening in the first place. So, Rudy, when did you get involved with Tanzania Heart Babies?
Officially, or okay, so
or just like as a volunteer.
As a
or
volunteer,
like, how did you hear about it?
I wasn't really a volunteer. How did I hear about it? Well, Malaika and I are both a part of the International Scholars Program here at UBC. I think you're an international leader of tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And I'm an international Donald Warren International Scholar Award recipient. So essentially, we had a bunch of, you know, different forums where you just talk about leadership and stuff. And then for some reason, we spoke about Tanzania Heart Babies project. And just from talking to her, you know, I was really touched by the impact it had. Because I'm from Africa, and I know that, you know, I know the medical situation, you know. I know that, you know, it can be bad in certain areas. But I was really inspired by the fact that a bunch of diverse students at UBC were actually doing something of that sort. So I decided to research more on it. When I did, I got to apply for the job, got into an interview with herself and Kunal. And that was a crazy experience. It was.
And Kunal was the former.
Yes, he was.
VP External.
VP External.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that's where I guess my relationship with the Tanzania IBB's project grew. And it's been growing even much stronger so far. And also with the team, the current team we have. Actually, the funny thing is, everyone always asks me, are you from Tanzania? And it's incredible. I'll be like, no, I'm not from Tanzania, but I care about Tanzanian people. I care about all sorts of people. You know, if there is a problem somewhere, I am going to give myself to help solve it, you know? And that's one thing people don't really understand.
And one fun fact, none of the people on the team this year are from Tanzania.
Oh, wow.
So they're all from all different places,
I guess you don't have to be from the particular region, because it points to the kind of healthcare discrepancies that exist around the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is like one of the many problems that you guys are shedding a light on.
Yep.
So speaking of your current team, can you tell me a little bit about your current team?
Well, this is a very diverse group of people. So I'll start with Amal. Amal is from Pakistan.
That's where I'm from.
Really? Oh, great.
Well, partly.
She's from Pakistan, but I think she grew up in the UK.
She's in Malaysia.
She grew up in Malaysia. So she's our...
culture kid.
She's our VP internal. Very outspoken, very organized. And I'm really loving working with her right now. And we've got Brandon Andrew Chan. He's from Hong Kong.
That's what I'm
too. What? You got connections everywhere, okay. He's from Hong Kong, and he's a forestry student. So he's our VP external and our Global Lounge representative as well, because we are a Global Lounge Network member as well. We joined them this year. So he's been brilliant in terms of just forging different collaborations with different clubs on campus. And then we've got Dina Fanek, who's our VP finance. So she's the money person, the serious person. She's been very cool to work with. And we've got...
She's from Jordan.
Sorry?
She's from Jordan.
She's from Jordan, yes. She's from Jordan. I've got Amanda, who's our VP... VP... Oh, flip. What is it?
VP internal? VP
admin.
External?
She's the VP, VP admin. And she's the one person that really runs the show. So in terms of like the events we're going to be having and just organizing all that, creating the timelines, the minutes, she's just the main person, and I love working with her. She's very organized, and that's our team. And Akanksha, let's not forget marketing.
I know what I was
going to
say.
VP marketing, we've got Akanksha. Akanksha is basically our spokesperson to the rest of the world. She's she's been brilliant organizing the website itself, Facebook, Twitter. She's doing it. She's on the ball.
Doing the social media.
Social media, all that stuff. She's the one to talk to on that. So, I've been having a great time, and these people are really bringing some really fresh, diverse ideas, and it's been great so far.
So the donations you gather at UBC, these go directly to Tanzania, right?
Yes,
so do they go through an organization, or is it do you directly distribute them to families that are needed? Or what is the process like?
Okay, so I can take that. So this project is under the umbrella of the Lions Club, host Dar es Salaam. And if you've heard, the Lions Club is an organization which runs in many, many countries around the world. And so they're basically the umbrella of the organization, and the funds go towards them. And
Okay.
So the Tanzania Heart Babies project is under the Lions Club.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now moving on, I wanted to talk about your Everest climb. I know we kind of briefly touched on it earlier, but I really, really want you to just tell us about it, whatever comes to your mind when I say your Everest climb.
Sure. Okay. So Everest, I will relate it back to the project itself. So we started off almost a year ago, a friend of mine and Sophie and myself, she's also part of the Tanzania Heart Babies project. We were sitting by Jericho Hostel one summer day, and I told her, what do you think about going to the Himalayas and trekking to Everest Base Camp? And knowing her enthusiastic self, she was like, yes, of course, let's go and, you know, do this. Mm-hmm. So we made a list of people who we could talk to, who would be interested in this, who are, you know, adventurous and who might potentially want to do the trek with us. And from summer 2013, we grew from 2 people to 4 people to 8 people. And in May 2014, we were 12 of us standing at the base camp of
wow.
Mount Everest. So that was definitely surreal. And with regards to the project, we wanted to unite 2 of our biggest passions, which was trekking, as well as the Tanzania Heart Babies project. And we said, how can we create more awareness about the Tanzania Heart Babies project and the need for urgent need for surgeries in Tanzania? So we set out to initiate a campaign called Hashtag Neverest Until We Reach Everest. We garnered a lot of support from not just UBC, but people from around the globe. We got donations from Italy. And,
oh, wow.
And
so like a worldwide effect,
yeah,
right?
Definitely. And we started a mini portion of it called the Global Ambassadors Program, where we had students in high school in Tanzania who were willing to support the project. Mm-hmm. And they went ahead and raised funds for us as well through the Global Ambassadors.
That's amazing. So what was it? What was the view like from the top? I have to ask.
Of course. Okay. So from base camp, it was very interesting because we could not see Everest from base camp. So we had to go to another mountain and reach the peak of that mountain to actually get a glimpse of the mother of them all, Everest.
Oh, wow.
And it was definitely mm-hmm. surreal because you're surrounded by snow-capped mountains all over, 360 degrees. And it was very difficult for us because we were surviving on very little oxygen and noodle soup. So
how long did it take the entire climb?
Okay, so it was supposed to take 17 days, but I'm very proud of this fact. We finished it in 14.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And it was a very...
A testament to teamwork
yes,
and effort.
Yes, 100%. And we had a very, very good dynamic team. Again, very diverse from over 9 different countries. And we're all there supporting each other to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I was reading your article on her campus. I shouldn't be talking about her campus because I'm like shamelessly promoting it. But and you talked about how it was more of a challenge for the mind than for like your body.
Yes.
Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Definitely. So my body was just an instrument for my mind. If my mind told me, Malaika, stop, you know, my body would stop. My mind told me, like, go, 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 go. Don't give up. Keep going. My body would keep moving. So I would say that, you know, I keep saying this when I did Kilimanjaro as well 3 years ago. It wasn't the mountain I'd conquered, but I had really conquered myself. It was all a matter of transformation and teamwork. Again, listening to not just my you know, body, listening to my teammates, listening to, you know, nature around me and just being aware of my surroundings and the way I'm feeling at the moment. Big difference. I know it's a very, very small, you know, term saying be aware, but you really, when you do trek, you experience that awareness.
That's very powerful.
Thank you.
So inspiring to know that you actually, you climbed to the base and in an effort to raise awareness for babies born with heart defects. And
thank you.
And you did get a lot of awareness, right? You got covered by the UBC and like people were talking about it and
stuff.
We were very blessed.
Yeah, we were very blessed with the coverage we got at UBC in Tanzania as well. We got to do a press conference there. And,
oh, that's amazing.
So it was very exciting.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I'm glad we could share.
And in your first year, like in your inaugural year of being like a club on campus.
Yeah, we started off when we were in first year. And the student leadership conference, I owe it to them a lot as well because we were featured as one of the highlighted projects in our very first year. And I'm very grateful for them to have, you know, giving us the opportunity to create awareness about
That's
it on
amazing.
Campus. Yeah.
So let's kind of talk about kind of your goals for the future. Like, what are you working towards? So we talked about like your vision and your projects, but just like your overall mission.
As
is that overlapping?
Or
no,
for the club?
Both, actually. Either way.
Well, of course, I would like to see the number of surgeries we cover increase, like in terms of the financing for it, the number of donations we get for our project. I would love to see that grow. But at the same time, I would love, like as I was talking about capacity building earlier on, just to build on that infrastructural development back in Tanzania, and also the expertise as well in terms of the treatment of that disease. I think is something that's very important in terms of actually attacking the cure. I mean, the root cause of this problem. Because, I mean, if we have those facilities back in Tanzania, then we wouldn't need to send these people to India, you know? And these are some of the questions we've been asked as well. But, yeah, so in the future, looking at what we hope to achieve, you know, maybe on a more global scale, is just that. Capacity building and expertise development on the research and treatment of the disease itself.
Mm-hmm. So all of which would lead to a long-term impact,
yeah.
Right? So if anybody would like to get involved with Tanzania Heart Babies, where can they find more information?
Well, our website is a very, very good resource for that. And Facebook. And so basically, just visit our website. There's just email. There's an email link on that. So if you want to get involved,
that's
the main tz.tanzaniaheartbabiesproject.org, I think it is.
Okay, it's www.tzfortheheart.org.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, yeah, so, and again, some of us are well known on campus, so just reach out to us, talk to us, and
popular.
We'll be able to find a way to get you working with us. Yeah.
Yeah, that's or just great. Facebook message either of us. I'm sure we'll be happy to.
So before you go, I just have one final question. Obviously, your initiative has gained a lot of momentum in a very short amount of time. So I would like to ask you, what sort of advice do you have to offer to someone who has an idea in their mind and they want to translate that into reality?
Great. So thank you, Sarah. That's a very powerful question. I would highly recommend, and this comes from like personal experience, that it was just an idea. I opened my mouth and I just shared it with a group of students who are like-minded and who just wanted to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And if I hadn't taken the initiative to just say, hey, there's this Tanzania Heart Babies project that I'm very passionate about, and had that first step not been taken, we would not know where the project would be.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I really owe it to the group of students who said, yes, let's do it. It wasn't about me saying, okay, you know, this is a project I have. It was about them coming on board. Because without the support of a team, this project would have not gone anywhere. So definitely, I would owe it to my team. And in terms of like advice, I would say that just get out there, you know. Take initiative.
Just start
you
your
have,
project.
If you have the craziest of ideas, go ahead. Shoot for the stars, you know.
This. And then you learn along the way, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the sky is the limit here at UBC.
What about you, Rudy? What do you have to say
I think
that?
For me, just to start, like an old African proverb my parents always used to use when the lights went out. it's the fact that a lot of times people think you need a sea to put out a fire. We don't realize that it's the little drops of water that really start to create that change. So what that means is that we are very different. As soon as you begin to respect your own perspectives, your own passions, your own goals, and feel free to articulate that and really inspire that level of passion in others as well, you will be amazed by the level of growth it can really impact in others and yourselves as well. So it's just basically go for it, reach out, and you'll be amazed where your own idea takes you.
Thank you for that, Rudy. That was very inspiring. So that was Malaika Kapoor and Rudy Dina from the Tanzania Heart Babies team. Thank you, everyone, for listening to The Social Focus today. If you enjoyed this episode, tune in on the 27th of November to listen to another interview with an inspiring innovator here at CITR 101.9 FM.
Damn. Peanut butter and jam!
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?